We are here, Baruch Hashem, Chaburat B'yam Darkecha, Tuesday night. We are learning in B'yam Darkecha in the chapter on Ta'avot, on lusts. It is page Kuf Samech Vav 166. And the intro goes like this. Echad ma'nisyonot ha'yoter gedolim she'esh la'adam hem ha'ta'avot. One of the biggest trials that we have in life is lusts, desires. The Torah commands us to overcome our lusts. Not only on forbidden lusts are we commanded to overcome, also on lusts that are, so to say, permitted according to halacha. Right? We are also commanded to separate ourselves and to sanctify ourselves from what is permitted to us as well. Right? Be holy. What did the rabbis say? The commandment of be holy means from the Torah. Sanctify yourself by way of the things that are permitted to you. Meaning you're allowed to eat meat. Right? You're allowed to sleep. You're allowed to do a lot of different things. You're allowed to have pizza even. Question is, how much? And how much do you sanctify yourself when you're engaging with these things, right? The truth is that lusts and desires in this world are a very, very hard test. The need for a human being to tap into pleasure and to feel vitality in this world is very, very, very big. Specifically for those neshamot that their whole entire vitality, everything that they live off, comes from experiencing and feeling the pleasantness of light. If everybody knows these lashanot, it's the Rachel side of the soul versus the Leah side of the soul. Right? The Rachel sides of the souls are much more engaged in feeling the light and feeling emotions. As like Shem Magishim, so then when they feel that they don't have this vitality, they don't have this umph in life, then they start to have a strong pull towards lusts. Vilumadze, in comparison, on the other side to this, kama she'adavar kashe, the harder something is, u'nichbad yoter, it's more honorable, right? It's something that has more potential there. V'itkachut hi adavar she'akol omed alav, the sanctity, meaning you perfecting yourself and moving yourself away from that lust, is what everything is standing upon. Only by way of Kedusha will a person merit a true Dvekut in Hashem, to really attach himself to Hashem. And to really acquire a Torah inside of them in truth. And to live a life of complete Tanug. There's literally a page and a half here of footnotes, but I read them before and I'm just going to summarize them really quickly. If you cannot feel pleasure, where should we be feeling pleasure from? As of Ovdei Hashem, people that are serving Hashem, people that are connecting to Hashem, where should pleasure be felt?
Ruchnius.
Spirituality, right? Connecting to Hashem. The light of Hashem. But what happens when you're not feeling it, when you don't feel so good about your Torah and your tefillah? Then you have to do things that will arouse that feeling of sipuk, that feeling of satiation, of fulfillment from within holy things. Meaning, if the Gemara is going quite hard for you, then maybe learn something else right now in order to get that good feeling, right? And you have to train yourself to finding a good feeling within Torah and within mitzvot, even though that's not technically why you should be doing them. You should be doing them lishma, for the sake of heaven, whether you feel like it or not. But you have to get used to, as a Jew, feeling good about doing mitzvot and feeling good about praying and feeling good about learning Torah. Because if you don't, then when you don't have that vitality, you're going to start to try to seek it out in different places. Right? You're going to try to start to seek it out, God forbid, in things that are not permissible, right? And on a lower level of a problem, but still problematic, you're going to start to try to feel them out in using things that are permissible, but way too much. And the second one is, the person has to understand how important it is to come over lust. Why? Because lust of this world are rooted in klipa. Klipa is anything that covers up the light of Hashem. For example, when you go to smoke a joint, what are you doing? If you put all of your power into that joint and think that that joint is what's going to heal you, that joint is what's going to calm you down, that joint is what's going to give you the good feeling, then what you're saying by way of your actions is, Hashem, I can't get this from you, but I can get it from this plant. And then internally, it's translating to that thing is what heals me and what calms me down, and not you. Whether you believe that or not, that's what you're saying when you run to the vice. Any vice, right? I just brought a joint as an example, but it could be a girl, it could be food, it could be anything else in life, right? Whether it's permitted or not. So it's very, very important to overcome these lusts and these desires, because that is your number one way to prove where you're really heading and that you want to get receive your pleasure, and you understand that there's no good in the world besides Hashem. So, therefore, it's very important for us to understand why it's so essential to overcome these lusts, because for sure in our generation, where there is the ability to overcome, כי זאת התורה לא תהיה מוחלפת, because this Torah will never be changed, will never be exchanged, right? The Torah that was given 3,300 years ago is still relevant today, and it has never been through a generation that it wasn't relevant. There you go. So בזאת השם יתברך, it starts like this, פרק א', הכוח להתגבר. Where do you get the power to overcome? This is probably going to be a two-week topic, but בזאת השם. And it connects very much to Chanukah as well, because Chanukah, the whole entire idea of the Greeks is to look at the physical and to pay attention to the physical aspects of this world and not to the beauty of the God that's hidden behind everything. Sure. The godly light is the pleasantness and the pleasure that's in everything. In the beginning, we have to understand properly the idea of lust and their purpose. Why did Hashem create a world that we have lust as human beings? When you understand why Hashem created a world filled with lust, it'll be easier for you to overcome the lust and the desires. The power of the intellect, the power of the brain is very, very strong. And your brain has the ability to stand through all tests and all trials. Anything you're going through in life, you have the tools to get through it. Mimele, the clearer the thing is to a person in his intellect, he'll have more power to overcome the test. Therefore, we have to understand, what is a lust? What is it? What are you feeling when you feel this pull towards something? But there has to be a lot of depth here. No. Da. Everything in the creation, everything in this Bria, has a nitzotz, has a spark of Hashem, godly light that's inside it, that the Creator sent inside the creation. And this light, this spark, is what gives everything in the world existence and life and vitality. And by way of it, it exists in the world. Without this spark inside everything, this thing would be straight away nullified. Amit batel miyad. כאשר מרגישים משיכה לתאווה, משיכה אינה דבר ההוא. When you feel a pull and a desire and a lust towards something, you're not lusting for the physical thing that's in front of you. כי הרע אין בו כלום. Negativity, cover-ups of godly light has nothing in it itself. ולא ייתכן שיהיה בו טוב. It can't be that there's something good inside of it. כי רק השם יתברך הוא הטוב. Only Hashem is the real good. הוא מחיה הכל ואין שום דבר אמיתי חוץ ממנו. Hashem is the only real good. He's what's giving vitality to everything, and there's no real thing in the world besides Hashem. אלא המשיכה שמרגישים היא אך ורק לניצוץ האלוקי שמחיה את הדבר. The lust that you feel is only to the godly spark that's bringing vitality to that thing right now.
Wow.
ורק הוא הטוב שיש בו. That is the only good that is there. ורק ממנו הנאה שבדבר. Only from it is the lust and the good that's inside. Sorry, the benefit and the good that's inside the thing. אלא שניצוץ הזה, this spark that's inside the physical thing that you're going towards, הרוחני, it's a spiritual spark, הוא עטוף בקליפה, it's covered up in a klipa, it's covered up in a husk, in a layer that's concealing it. There's a physical thing that doesn't allow you to see the godly spark. וזה גורם שכאשר אדם רואה דבר מושך, הוא חושב שגוף הדבר הוא ההנאה, ועל הטעות הזאת צריך להתגבר. When you feel a pull towards something physical, you think that with your flesh eyes you are seeing the good that you're seeking out. And this is the mistake that you have to overcome. That the physical thing that you're experiencing with your eyes, with your senses, is not really what you're spiritually attracted to. You are being pulled to a spark of God that is being covered up by a hamburger, by a bottle of wine, by a joint, by a woman. There's a spark of God inside there, that's what your soul is wanting to get to. And if you make the mistake of thinking that the physical thing is what it is, then you've already failed the test. כי באמת ההנאה היא רק מהניצוץ האלוקי שנמצא בדבר, ורק אותו הנשמה רוצה. The truth is, the benefit, the good, the pleasure, the everything good that you could experience in life is only from the godly spark that's inside the thing. And that's what your soul is wanting. אלא שהחיצוניות מטה אותנו, the external reality is what tricks us. ונראה לנו שהתענוג הוא מהקליפה עצמה. It appears to us that the ta'anug, the pleasure, is from the klipa itself. First things first, to understand what is it, what is the ta'ava? So what is the lust that we experience in this world? A godly spark hidden inside a physical object that our soul is yearning and longing to connect to. Second step, הדרך ליהנות היא על ידי התגברות. How do you enjoy anything in life? By way of overcoming. לכן מי שחלילה מתפתה ולוקח את הקליפה ועובר את העבירה כדי להגיע לתענוג שהוא רואה בה, אזי בסופו של דבר תמיד הוא יוצא מאוכזב. Whoever falls into the physicality that he sees with his eyes, whoever goes in and feels this pull towards a physical thing, and then he goes and he engages with that physical thing, and God forbid he does the sin that he does by way of engaging with that physical thing, right? In order to get to the pleasure that he thinks he sees inside that physical thing, what's the constant outcome no matter what? You will always leave that situation feeling disappointed. Always. Whether it's immediate or a few weeks later or a few days later, a few hours later, you engage with something physical purely because of the physical benefit you thought you were going to get out of it, you are going to be disappointed. כי אף שברגע הראשון כשהוא נוגע בניצוץ יש לו תענוג מכל מקום, מיד אחר כך הניצוץ נופל ונעלם. Even though at the first moment when you're touching, so to say, the spark, you're engaging with the spark that you're trying to get there, right? Even though that's the case, you have this immense pleasure at the moment that you're engaged with it. Right afterwards, straight away afterwards, the spark falls and is hidden. You lose it. You don't get to keep it, right? And for men, this is very easy for us to understand, right? You can chase, and the second everything's done, you feel horrible, right? והדרך היחידה להצליח ליהנות באמת, the only true singular way to really enjoy anything in truth, להשיג את הניצוץ והתענוג שבו, is to comprehend and to reach the spark and the pleasure that is inside the thing, that is by way of overcoming the lust for the physical thing you see with your eyes. When you overcome the desire and you don't take the thing that you're not allowed to do, right? And again, when there's not allowed to outright, halacha forbidden, right? And then there's, I'm holding on a level where I shouldn't be doing this thing. Here, they're both included, right? It could be that something that's completely permitted for you at your level, it's not considered something you should be doing, right? כי על ידי שהוא אינו נמשך אחרי הקליפות, by way of you not being pulled after the klipa, אלא מבין, but rather you understand, שמה שנראה שיש בהם תענוג זה שקר. And what you see with your eyes, it appears as if there's pleasure there, it's vanity, it's false, it's a trick. וזה הוא מבטל את כוחם. By way of this, you nullify the power of the klipa. כי מכריז שהם שקר. When you see a klipa that looks really good and you don't give in to it, you are making a declaration with your mouth. Vanity, false, trickery, not giving in, I called you out on your bluff. ועל ידי שמתבטל כוח הקליפה, הניצוץ יוצא לחופשי, ובעל מי שהוציאו. By way of you not giving into the physicality, the spark that is hidden inside of that physical object is now released by way of you overcoming it, right? And once it's released and goes out to חופשי, right, it is set free, the spark wants to go and give that energy to the being that released it from its bounds. Again, in Hebrew, we have mutar and asur. What is asur? Asur comes from what we say forbidden in English. It's not the right translation. Asur means like an asir, bound, tied up, captive. There's a captive spark of God inside of there. And what's mutar? Mutar comes from the word lehatir, to set free. Right? Mutar ve'asur in Hebrew, when you understand really what the words that you're saying, one is a what's bound? Something that's bound up. What does it mean, bound up? There's a spark of God in there that is held captive right now. When you overcome that lust to engage with that forbidden captive spark, you now set it free. You matir it, you're letting it out, and then it wants to say thank you to whoever set it free from its bound, from its bondage, and it comes to the person that set it free. So how do you get the spark out of the bacon that looks so good? By not eating it. If you really want the spark that's there, don't touch it. And when you don't touch it, now the spark gets released and it comes to you. It's a deep thing. Very, very deep thing to understand, really. Therefore, in the opposite side, like when you engage with the klipa and you thought you were going to get a whole bunch of light, but straight away after you finish the act, you feel like crap. And you feel completely, right, nasty and disappointed. So too on the other side, if you overcome and you're perseverant and you fight and you're successful in the fight and you don't give in, you always feel great after that. You feel good. You feel happy. You feel pleasure. Why? Because the spark actually came to you and it's staying by you. It wasn't just an experience that is going to fleet in 2 seconds. No, you actually set free the spark and now it wants to be within you. That's the difference that we're experiencing here. Your soul, the footnote here says your soul enjoys just the fact that you overcame it itself. Right? The soul itself enjoys the fact that you overcame a test. Shev al taseh. Your soul enjoys sitting and not doing anything. Meaning, when you have you don't know what to do. Is it permitted? Is it not? Should I go after it? Should I not? Should I engage with the klipa or not? Your soul loves when you make the decision. I'm going to sit here. I'm not going to do anything right now. I'm going to take this one back. I'm not going to play the risky Russian roulette right now. I'm going to sit here and just enjoy me not getting the spark. You overcoming something, that is the biggest level of fulfillment. That is the biggest pleasure that you could ever get. Right? You knowing that you're enough of a man to not give in to your lust, not to give in to what your eyes see. Because when you overcome something, you give vitality to your soul. And you bring it closer and cling it and attach it to its root, to its source. In the countenance, the shining face of a living king. And your soul starts to take immense pleasure in the fact that it's clinging to its source. Even though sometimes when you're actually trying to overcome, it's very hard sometimes. Ki ha'yetzer moshech, the yetzer is pulling you, seducing you, trying to get you to do bad. If you as a person understand that it's vanity, that it's false, that it's a lie, and you manage to overcome, then afterwards you're going to feel immense, immense, immense pleasure, delight. Specifically, by way of overcoming, you receive the spark and you start to take pleasure. The spark that you tried to engage with, but it was bound inside something that was forbidden, now you've set it free and you got purely the spark without having to go into this world. The more you contemplate on everything that we've said so far, you start to understand that any lust, any external lust, it's nothing, it's empty, it's vanity. Only walking in the ways of Hashem is what's going to give you pleasure in life. That is the only true pleasure that you're going to have in your life, is knowing that you're following Torah, that you're listening to Torah, that you're doing the right thing. And there's those who have a question on this, right? Sorry.
So that only refers to pleasures that are completely forbidden, though. But there are other pleasures that are not completely forbidden. So that wouldn't be like the spark comes to you if you don't eat, like don't do it. We're only talking about a specific category of lust or all lust?
No, all lust. Even if it's permitted, right? Wine is permitted.
Food
is permitted. You're allowed to eat food. The Torah didn't say you're not allowed to eat food. The Torah didn't say you're
allowed lusting after a specific food.
I need this. Or you already ate a meal and now you want a dessert. And you know, dessert is not part of what they're serving you. You're seeking out this extra treat.
All
right? by way of not giving into that lust that you feel in your body for more sugar, right? And being conscious of, even though I'm allowed to have this candy right now, there's nothing wrong with me halakhically eating this candy. It's a lust though. I don't need it for my avodat Hashem. It's not going to do anything for me spiritually. It's just a physical, pure physical lust. Overcoming that for the sake of sanctity and coming, connecting to Hashem more, that will give you more life and more vitality.
So the only things that aren't in these categories is lusting Hashem, lusting Torah, and lusting prayer. Correct. Those three things are healthy. They're not
mitzvot,
physical at all.
All mitzvot.
Okay.
Eating on Shabbat. Yeah. We're not talking about that at all. You want to have dessert on Shabbat? Eat the dessert. 100%. Eat the extra. Yeah. When it's in Kedusha, it's in Kedusha, and it's all good, and it's all fine and dandy, right? Tov. Gimel, להבין שלא דורשים ממך שלא ליהנות, אלא ליהנות נכון. Here, this is exactly your question. You have to understand, what are they asking you for? Not that you're not allowed to enjoy anything in life. Rather, you should enjoy it properly. Enjoy it in the proper way. Mimele muvan, שכל דבר שהשם דבר חוסר עלינו, anything that Hashem forbid us from doing, the depth of the idea is that he knows that only bad and negativity and bitterness will come out of this to your soul. ובעצם השם ידבח מבקש מאיתנו, at the core Hashem is asking of us. And he says to us, Bini, my son, understand how much lies and trickery there is in the klipot of this world. תבינו שאין שום שום טוב.
How much trickery?
And vanity there are in the klipot of this world. Understand that there is no good there at all, only bad and evil and bitterness to your soul. The klipa is only going to lead you down a bitter path. Ki hu shehu av rachaman v'ne'eman, Hashem, who is a merciful and a loyal father, omed u'mazir otanu, he's standing and he's warning us, and he's teaching us, am kadosh ata, you are a holy nation. You are Jews, you are Am Yisrael, you're not like the rest of the people in the world. Aneshama hi kedusha, your soul is sanctified, is holy. Ve'en la shum ta'anug ma'aklipot, your body and your soul cannot take any pleasure from klipot, from the husks of this world. As Anna, please, my son, my daughter, al tishme'u le'yetzer ha'rasha asher soneh etchem. Don't listen to your evil inclination that hates you. Ele la'avichem she'ohev etchem. Rather, listen to me, your father that loves you. Shemu shemua elai v'titaneg b'deshe nafshechem. Listen to me and take immense pleasure in your souls. V'kechol sheze barur l'adam. The more that this is clear to a person, kach en lo koshi litgaber, then you'll never have this hardship of overcoming the test. V'kmo adam shorer ra'al atuf b'sukariya, shebevedai lo yeh lo klal nisayin lo'ochlo. If you see rat poison with a nice candy wrapper on it, and you know it's rat poison, but it has a nice candy wrapper on it, are you going to eat it? No. Is there any test? Do you feel tempted in any way? No. Oh, but it has a nice wrapper on it. It has a nice, gorgeous wrapper on it. It looks amazing.
Poison.
So what? It has a nice wrapper on it. Sure. We're all saying this outright, yes, right? But we all fall to tavot. That's the truth. That is what we're dealing with. The more you understand... The more that you understand you're dealing with poison, the more you're going to see the wrapper that looks so good and realize it's just the wrapper. Inside there's poison. It's not going to do anything good for me, right? I don't even want to engage with it. It's not even a test. It gets to a point where you're going to see klipa and you're not even going to be tested. And from this, we can understand that what is the depth of a nisayon, what is a trial and a test that we're going through in this life? It comes down to how much do you understand what a klipa is and how bad they are. That's what it comes down to. Your whole entire, every test comes down to klipa. Right? A person comes to make you angry. Do you get angry or not? The person's a klipa. Hashem sent him. You see the girl walking down the street. Do you give in to her body or do you understand that the soul is what you're calling out for and Hashem sent you the girl to test you?
I give in to her body.
Right?
So, but after this class, never.
There you go. There's a famous story that we've told before. We told before that there's a rabbi and his student walking and they go to New York to give classes. The rabbi, and he's with his loyal student that's going around. They're walking around the city. And they both have their hats, you know, down so that they can't see. They have their head down, like we learned proper kedusha when you're walking in the street, right? Head down, and they're walking, and the student, you know, it's too much for him. New York is like, wow, it's so much skin, so much this. So he has the hat down and his hands like this, and he's walking. He's like, you know, he's like, he's dodging everything possible in the city, and all of a sudden, boom! He walks in, he hits something hard. And he looks up, he says, wow, Baruch Hashem, it was just a pull. Thank God it was just a pull, right? So the rabbi turns and says to him, you see what's the difference between you and I, the rabbi and the student? I see every woman as a pull. You see every pull as a woman. This is the difference that we have to understand that, wait, what is the klipa? What is really going on? We don't have to walk around crazy like that, but we have to know what we're dealing with. This is the power. This is the point where the power to come over your test in life is standing on. To know that they're not asking for you to not have pleasure. That's not what they're asking. They're not telling you, the Torah is not saying you can't have any fun in this world. No, just do it the right way. And like everything, every single person knows inside himself, according to the level that he's at, that after you have a mess up, after you mess up a little bit and you fall a little bit, there's immense, immense bitterness. Everybody knows it themselves. You give in to the klipa on whatever level you're holding on, whatever your klipa is that you're dealing with and you're fighting with. When you give into it, you know you feel bitter. And after you overcome a test, you feel sweet, you feel good, you feel happy, you feel powerful, you feel great. Right? We all know this within ourselves. And this is a very important thing to understand in your head. That when I will overcome it, I'll feel great. And if I give in, I'm going to feel bad. This is a fact. It might take a while, right? But it's a fact. If you can keep this in your mind when you're coming to a test, and the test is presented to you, if I don't give in, I'm going to feel good. If I give in, I'm going to feel bad. It's going to be that much easier for you to pull that card and to save yourself from feeling bad. And rather to feel good. Dalit, tikkun ha'ta'ava hi al yedei ahavat Hashem itbarach. How do you fix a lust by way of loving Hashem? L'chaim, l'chaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim. Shekhar, down the Clippers.
Tom, the path that we have explained, idu v'chinat sumira, is the aspect of going away from bad. Is the ability to overcome bad, right, and to run away from it. Up until now, we're talking about you have a test, overcome the negative urge that you have, and run away from it. The truth is, it's not enough just to go away from the bad. Rather, you also have to do good. To sweeten up your lust and to elevate them. To use the holy nitzotz for a good thing.
Sweet. Oh, wow.
God bless you.
God bless God. God bless God.
Amen. Come eat and enjoy with us and listen to some Torah. Bezat Hashem. Just to recap, we've been learning about going...
One more time, Glida, okay?
We're going... me too. Awesome. Me too. Today, actually, twice I've seen it today. Nachon, that's it. I like Magnums, by the way.
Tell your audience.
Yeah,
three times one day.
Oh,
an Israeli thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we're learning about ta'avot. What is a ta'ava? Ta'ava is just that there's a spark, there's a nitzotz ha-kadosh ha-kadosh baruch hu betoch kol davar, betoch klipa, mechuse beklipa, and your neshama wants the spark of Hashem, but your eyes see a klipa, and therefore you have to overcome that and run away from the klipa and come to the kedusha. Okay? And now, that was in the Sumira. But now we're going to do the Asetov, right? The truth is, it's not enough to go away from bad. We also have to do good. We have to sweeten the ta'ava, the lust, and to elevate them. Meaning, to take, remember, when we say we overcome the spark, and now the spark gets released, is mutar, from the thing that it's being bound up in, and now it comes to us, right? When you don't give in to the girl, when you don't give in to the bacon, when you don't give in to anything else, right? Then the spark of Hashem that's inside of it comes out of it and wants to attach itself to you. What do you do now with that spark? It's a question. You just got a light of Hashem and come inside of you. Now what do? If all of a sudden inside of you as a man, you have an arousal for a lust. If you have a lust, no, this is another tool that will help you overcome it. You are right now being sent a spark from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A shayach l'inyan ha-ta'ava, that is related to the idea of that ta'ava. By the way, it says a footnote here, if your hater, meaning the Yetzara, is sending you a ta'ava, a lust, he knows he's in a higher world. He knows that you're being sent shefa ruchani right now. You're being sent godly shefa, abundance, whether it's spiritual or physical. It's already on the way to you. It's already been decreed that it has to come to you. So what does he come to do? He tries to seduce you to mess up and to give in to klipa instead of focusing on the godliness. Right? He knows what's coming your way. So are you going to fall and you're going to give in to him? He's your hater. Or are you going to elevate yourself? Because right now, if you get a lust, that means you're having a spark being sent to you. What is the spark? It's the ability to ascend on your love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much you love Hashem. Therefore, when there's an arousal of a lust inside of a person, first things first that you have to do is with immense power and strength to go into loving Hashem. Go into the avoda of loving Hashem. Arouse inside yourself the love for Hashem. Od ve'od, more and more and more. By way of arousing more love in Hashem, the ta'ava, the lust, will be nullified. Because what did you do? You took away the spark of Hashem. You took away the spark of Hashem that was inside the physical thing, right? And now it is by you. What were you really after when you saw the thing that you were lusting after? The spark that was inside of it. You just got the spark by loving Hashem. You lusted for a spark of Hashem. You focus on your love for Hashem. You got the spark now. Then the klipa falls away, and the pnimiut, the gem of internally what you're seeking out, you have it. Whoever does this will see miracles. Will see wonders. Ki lo dai shelo nimshach achar hara ela gam lakach mizeh itchazkut lekedusha. It's not enough that only that you didn't run away from the bad, that you didn't engage with the bad. Not only that, you took sanctity, you took kedusha, and you strengthened yourself. By way of taking the spark of Hashem from inside that thing, not only did you erase the evil, you also went into sanctity. You also went into kedusha. Any moment that you feel and you think about the love of Hashem, right, is very, very, very important. If you really want to take this to the next level, if you really want to go until the end, you have to be contemplating and feeling the love spreading out inside of you with holy thoughts. The more you use your mind to think of what's really going on when I don't give in to the lust, and then I receive the spark inside of me, and then I translate it to the love of Hashem, and I feel that light completely expanding all throughout my bones and my flesh. Meaning, until you feel tangibly an illumination of love and tranquility and joy come over you. When you feel that love, tranquility, and joy come over your being, that is the sign that the war is over and you just merited to that spark with the help of God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped you. He sent you not only the Satan to send you a test. You overcame him. You took a spark out of captivity. You acquired the spark. You contemplated on the love of Hashem until the spark completely expanded inside of your being. And the outcome of it was that you feel calm, tranquil, happy, a sweet connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of these things are the sign that the war is done. V'yizaher me'od shelo lachshov klal al ha'tahava atzma chas v'shalom. Be very careful to not think about the thing that you were actually lusting over. Ela rak lachshov machshavot kedushot. Only to have holy thoughts. V'likanes la'avat Hashem yitbarach v'hara mimele yipol. Go into thoughts on the sanctity and the love of Hashem. And then the outcome of that is naturally that lust will fall away. The negativity will die out. You don't have to think, oh, I wanted that thing and that thing and that thing.
Like you?
So, two more things here. Hey, Torah Tavlin. The Torah is the spice. Ikar ha-koach litgaber al ha-tavot ulimu Torah gedusha v'ayin ha-ara. Okay, the main way of overcoming a lust is by way of learning the Holy Torah. And even though we explain the ways of overcoming a ta'ava, first things first, to understand how much bad and how much sheker, how much vanity there is there. And the second way is to elevate the spark, right? One is to run away from bad. The second is to take that same spark and to contemplate on the good and the love of Hashem, right? Those are the two ways. We have to understand in the end, all be all, השורש להצליח בכל דבר שיתברר הוא שיהיה האדם חשק להשיג אלוקות ורוחניות ורצון להתקרב לקדוש ברוך הוא ולהתענג עליו. The root of all of your success in your spiritual battles is how much do you want to be close to Hashem? How much do you want to sanctify yourself? How much do you want to receive light from Hashem and ascend more in spirituality and take all of your pleasure from spirituality and not from anything else? And only who has that as their base, that internally they want Hashem, only he can find the powers to get over all lusts and to leave any kind of negative force that's pulling him. And to go into the godly light, to go into Ahavat Hashem, loving of Hashem, like we explained. And the main way to increase your desire to become more spiritual and to want Hashem more is by way of learning Torah. Right? That's the main way to do it. That's what it comes down to. How much Torah do you learn? Because the more Torah you learn is the more of a showing that you want your will is to connect to Hashem, which the Torah is His will. Right, so if you learn His will and you're connecting to your desires, that's how you get over it. Ki haTorah is tavlin leyetzara. The Torah is this anecdote, this antivenom to the yetzara, to the evil inclination. Like it says in the Gemara, barati yetzara, barati lo Torah tavlin. The Gemara teaches us in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed, I created the yetzara and I created for him a Torah that is a potion against him. Right. Meaning Hashem created the Torah, the Yetzer, He created the evil inclination. But He also gave you a tool to overcome Him. And that's called the Torah. Shum eitza lachniyat the Yetzer, ve'en shum eitza lachniyat the Yetzer, ela al yedei ribui limud haTorah kiragui. The only advice that you have to subdue and to put down your Yetzer is learning Torah in the right way. Not for it being a chokhmah, not for learning and to become a wiser person. No, to cling to Hashem and to receive your vitality in your life and your connection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kol yudi yeh mi sheyeh. Every Jew, no matter who you are, v'chol matzav shu nimtza, in any situation that you find yourself, kechol shirbe liyod mosi v'olech belimuda v'yediyata lefi madrigato bevaday besof shel davar yizkeh lishchot et yitzro. No matter who you are, whatever kind of Jew you are, whatever place you find yourself in your world, the more that you increase your learning of Torah and knowledge of Torah according to your level, in the end, 100% you will merit to slaughter your Yetzirah. That's the outcome. And when a person sees that his Yetzirah is overcoming him, and he's seeking out to kill you, ואינו יכול להיפטר מתאבותיו הרעות, and you're not able to get rid of your negative lusts and desires in this world, אין לו שום תירוץ שיוכל לפתור את עצמו, you have no excuse that could exempt you, ולומר אנוס אני ביצרי. I'm overtaken by my יצרה. You can't say that. You could never say that. Right? I don't know what to do. I have such a strong yetzara. I have no way to overcome this. Right? No, you have a Torah. You have Torah that came. This is an anecdote for you. Ki adam radafka az tzrich lilmod od ve'od. That is the time when you feel that way, that you have nothing to do, the yetzara is overcoming you and there's no way out. That's exactly the time that you have to increase your Torah learning. Ve'liknot od yediyot betorah kedusha, to acquire more knowledge in the Holy Torah. Your intention when you're in that mode, in that down place, and you feel attacked and you feel surrounded by your enemy, that is the time when you open the Torah and you want to learn, and your intention is, I'm trying to learn more Torah in order to subdue and to knock out my Yetzara and to return to Hashem. אמנם צריך שלימוד, שהלימוד יהיה באופן שירגיש דבקות בלוקותו יתברך שמו בשעת הלימוד. When you come to learn Torah, though, it has to be in a way that you feel a deep connection and you were trying to cling to Hashem by way of that Torah. Like we've explained in the chapters of Torah that we learned a few months ago, learning Torah, the job is, the idea is to connect to Hashem. It's not just to become a wise person. You can go learn math for that. You can go learn geometry if you want. Right? When you're learning Torah, your number one goal and purpose for learning that Torah is to come and connect to Hashem. If that's your intention when you come to learn Torah, when your Yetzer Hara is attacking you, he has no chance. You are on the winning side automatically, and he has no chance. When you do this properly, then you receive the sanctity, the neshama that's inside the Torah. The light that's inside the Torah, that he is the one, the light, the holiness that's inside the Torah, that is what's overcoming the Yetzara. He's the one that's going to defeat the Yetzara. ויש רבים שאומרים שאפילו שהם לומדים תורה הם אינם מצליחים לנצח את היצר. And there's those that say that even though they learn Torah, they're not able to overcome the יצרה. והסיבה לזה היא, the reason for this is, כי אינם לומדים עם קדושה ודבקות, because they don't learn with דבקות and they don't learn with an attachment to Hashem and they don't learn with קדושה. They don't learn with sanctity. עם הרגשת אור אלוקי שבתורה. They don't feel the godly light that's inside the Torah. ולכן הלימוד אינו פועל כמו שצריך. Therefore, the learning that they're doing is not working. It's not helping them. Why? Because it's not the right learning that we're giving you the advice to do. The learning that we're saying is learning that you wash your hands, you make sure you've gone to the mikveh, right? You have an intention to cling to the Shekhinah, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's behind the letters of the Torah. That kind of learning will defeat your Yetzara. Opening a book and reading it because there's nothing to do, that's not going to help you so much, because then you're approaching it like a wisdom, and it's not a textbook from every other subject we learned in high school. It's Torah, right? That you have to have a different approach.
Ding, ding, ding.
The reason for this, right, is because you're not learning properly. Only these two things completely together, unified together, are able to subdue the Yetzara. One, להיות מוסיף והולך בלימוד, to increase your learning with מסירות נפש, with established times that you don't miss them. Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Zat Hashem, right? Tuesday, 8 o'clock, and you don't miss it, right? Or whatever times you have set up for yourself. Every day, with Mesirut Nefesh, right? You don't give up on these times. And the second thing is, Shalimud yeh bederech kedusha bedvekut v'argashat kivat elokim. That your learning should be from a place of sanctity, of attachment to Hashem, and from trying to feel closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Last thing, I think, one second, last thing for the night, tefillah. Tefillah, like everything else we've learned in this book, you have to pray. You have to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah, koach la'amod b'nisayon. The prayer is the ability to stand through a hard test. You have to remember that the rabbi said, ilmelei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro eno yecholo. If Hashem is not there to help you, you would never be successful in overcoming the Yetzara. If it wasn't for the help of Hashem, you have no chance. צריך לדעת, you need to know, שאי אפשר לנצח את היצרה לבד. You will never beat the יצרה by yourself. Let it be known clearly, without Hashem, you have no chance. אלא רק עם Hashem יתברך. You can only do it with Hashem's help. ואם האדם נכנס למלחמה עם מחשבה שהוא בכוחותיו ינצח, הדבר ברור שהכל ייכשל. If you, like we see other militaries doing this in the world, go into a war with the thought that me, with my power, I will be successful, know that you're only going to see failures. ולכן צריך להיכנס למלחמה מתוך ידיעה שרק ברצות השם יתברך ובעזרתו אצליח. You have to go into the war with the knowledge that only with the will of Hashem and with His help will I be successful. ואז כשפועל לפי כוחו ותמיד זוכר את מקור ההצלחות יצליח. And then when you apply what power you do have, the energy that you do have and the effort that you can put into the fight, and you remember the root and the source of your success, then you'll be successful. Right? You have to remember who's giving you the ability to fight. And then you have to apply all your power. But you know that it's coming from Hashem. ולכן תמיד צריך לשאת תפילה. Therefore, you always have to lift up a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Nisayon comes. Before you come and you approach this test. וככל שכן בשעת ניסיון. Even more so, in the time of a test, in the time where you're feeling the lust and the desire or anything else, vizak and scream out, Azreni Elohai, help me, my God. Velo yirpe matfilah, do not get soft when it comes to your tefillot. Pray from the depths of your soul to save you from falling into hell. Ad shinatzel, until you're saved. Ki ze ikar hakoch v'shat ha-nisayon. This is the main power that you have in a hard time, in a time of a test. This is all you're left with. Lizok Eli Eli Alta Azveni. My God, do not abandon me. That's what you're left with. Omnam Gam Shelo Beshat Nisayon. Even in the cases, even when you're not in a time of a test, Yesh Darbot Litchanel Nafsho. You should every day be begging and beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help my soul. Erev Boker V'Tzoraim Asicha V'Heme V'Ishma Koli. Morning and evening, I'm going to talk to Hashem and hopefully He will hear my voice and save my soul. Adayizke lenatzach al melechet beit Hashem. And until you merit to be successful in the war, on the doing of the house of Hashem, meaning to build the Beit HaMikdash inside your own being, inside your own body, and that will help to build the full one, Bezat Hashem. Amen. And we have to know that we can overcome the Yetzara by way of Nigunim Kitoshim. By way of holy Nigunim, you can overcome the Yetzara. Ki binigun kadosh tamun koach haTorah Kedusha. Inside a holy Nigun, you have inside there the Torah Kedusha, the power of the Holy Torah. Velechen yesh koach binigunim kedoshim lashpi al kedushat haTorah leNeshamot. Therefore, a holy Nigun has the ability to bring down an abundant light of the sanctity of the Torah onto a soul. Valedei nigunim kedushim amitiim, by way of holy nigunim, true, real nigunim. Naasei itpashtut haTorah kedusha, the whole entire Torah is spread out. And it's not stam that we're saying this today. Today was the Ilula Kedisha of Rabbeinu Yehuda Nasi. Yehuda Nasi, who put the Mishnah together, and it's known that every Mishnah had a nigun. Every single kid would learn Torah with nigunim. That's how the Mishnayot were. They had their own nigunim. We lost this tradition. But now you have it in Cheders, they learn. It's not the original nigun, but they have nigunim that they learn it in. Wow. Right? And that's how the Mishnah was spread throughout all of Am Yisrael. Umachnia kol haklipot v'ha'alamot v'astarot. The holy nigun has the ability to subdue all of the klipa, all of the concealment. V'al yedei kach le'at le'at yecholim la'ashpia le'tova l'neshamot ha'chalushot. By way of a nigun, slowly but surely, you'll be able to influence good on all of the weak souls. Ki ikar koach la'atzliach me'yetzara hu koach sodot haTorah. The main ability to overcome the yetzara is by way of the secrets of the Torah, the hidden Torah, the depth that we're learning now. Va'nigunim ha'kdoshim shorsham besodot haTorah. Where are holy nigunim rooted? In the secrets of the Torah. That's their resting place. That's where they come from. Omnam mi'idach, on the other side though, כאשר שרים ניגונים של גויים, when you sing songs of goyim, ושל אנשים שאינם יראי השם באמת, and even of Jews that don't really have true יראת שמיים, חס ושלום זה פוגם מאוד. This can blemish your soul very much. ולכן צריך כל אחד להקפיד. Therefore, everybody has to be strict with this. In your house and in every place that you are, and you're able to give influence there, slowly but surely, שישירו רק ניגונים קדושים ולמנוע מלשיר ניגונים חיצוניים. You should only be singing holy songs and guard everyone you can, yourself, that you have an influence over them, from listening to music of the goyim, and of Jews who do not have true irat shamayim. For more on this, you can learn the third Torah of Likutei Moran, Torah Gimel of Likutei Moran, which goes into length of the power of Menagen Kasher, Nigun Kasher, a holy singer and a holy song, and how much of an effect it has to even rectify Lashon Hara and all these different things. Yizat Hashem, until now we've learned what are lusts. Lusts are
Torah Gimel.
Torah Gimel. The lusts are, what are lusts? Lusts are us seeing one thing physically with our eyes, and the desire towards that thing is that our soul realizes that there's a godly spark that is bound up inside that physical thing. We want the godly spark. We get confused by way of the klipa, and we think that we want the joint, the wine, the girl, the hamburger, whatever it might be, whether it's permitted or or forbidden, right? If it's forbidden, for sure you're not allowed to go there, and you have to do everything in your power to not fall into that trap. And if it's permitted, according to your level, you have to know where you're holding and what is technically forbidden for you. Because everybody has, kedoshim to you, kadesh latzmecha, bamutar lach. Right? Sanctify yourself by way of the things that are permitted to you. Meaning Allah says it's okay to have that thing. You on your level, is it really okay? Then when we understand what that is, and we understand how much bad is inside the klipa, that this whole entire physical reality is just a trick, and it's vanity, and the outcome is always going to be bitter. Because if you go after a physical thing, for the physical thing, in the end you're always going to leave disappointed. You're always going to leave disappointed. You're always going to leave completely feeling disgust and bitter and not fulfilled at all. And when you overcome the thing, then what happens simply is that you feel better. You feel, I overcame something that feels good. Immediately you feel this elevation, you feel more powerful, and you feel good, and you feel sweet and happy. And spiritually what's happening when you don't give into that lust, that you are taking that godly spark that is bound up inside that forbidden thing, you are releasing it from its bondage, and it now wants to repay you and wants to cling to you and help you. When that happens, immediately you have to go into contemplation on the love of Hashem, because again, a lust is fallen chesed. Chesed is love of Hashem. Anything that's not love of Hashem, but it's still considered love or lust, is a fallen version of that. When you're able then to take that spark and elevate it back up to its root, now you're going to grow in your Ahavat Hashem. You're going to become a better Jew, a better person, a better being in this world to reveal the love of Hashem that He has in His whole entire creation. It's not enough just to not fall into the trap. You have to be able then to take you not falling and being successful in releasing a spark and elevate it back to its source so that you can really acquire it and become a more loving Jew that loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and loves Am Yisrael and loves the whole entire world and starts to spread that love in the world. And Bizat Hashem, next week, amen, we're going to go deeper and deeper, and we're going to learn when it's hard, how do we illuminate the situation and how do we get through the situation? And that'll be it for 2 weeks on Ta'avot, Bizat Hashem. Amen.